Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
First off, why is there a proposal on the table? What's prompted it?
Well, we've got a sponsor and a second on that resolution that brought that to the table for discussion. I can say for my part that I have had some folks over the years complain about the panhandlers in some of our shopping plazas and things like that. I haven't had any recent calls. I'm not exactly sure what prompted this as far as their case, but they may have gotten some of those complaints come across their desk as well.
In your mind, what is the difference between panhandling, normal panhandling, and aggressive panhandling?
Well, we take the case in point of panhandling in a drive-thru, that if somebody's going right up to somebody's car window, that's something I think would classify more towards the aggressive side of things. But just standing in a plaza lot doing other things, not only do we have existing laws that would cover people's ability to do that and their right to do that, but it's also not aggressive in nature.
Under the proposed ordinance, what would be the punishment for aggressive panhandling?
Again, a lot of what's being covered here is covered under existing existing law. Outside of an appearance ticket, I don't see what the specified punishment would be.
Which parts of Cheektowaga are seeing the worst when it comes to aggressive panhandling?
I think it's something that you're seeing in a lot of different areas. There's obviously a correlation between heavy vehicle traffic or heavy pedestrian traffic and that, and where folks are standing. So just your large centers are where people congregate.
And how often have you been getting complaints about aggressive panhandling?
I have only gotten a handful from folks over the years about aggressive situations. The vast majority of the cases I've heard about in my time as a councilman and now supervisor have just been in general. So these isolated aggressive situations, I've not had too many of those come across my desk, but I've had many more of there are people outside of a plaza asking for money or folks doing this, that, and the third, but situations where it's gotten to the point where somebody's banging on a car window or being aggressive or situations like that, I've not gotten much of those complaints, those types of complaints, to come my way.
How tough is it to enforce people from being over-aggressive and panhandling?
I think this is a case of where existing laws cover a lot of this, where when you get into situations like trespassing or harassment or other laws that are on the books, that those type of laws are already covering some of these situations, that if somebody's on property that they're not allowed to be on, you can get them off of that based on trespassing when folks are in a plaza, you know. And if they're soliciting in an aggressive manner, you can get them under, you know, harassment laws, you know. So a lot of this is already covered. A lot of what the intent here is already covered under existing law. I'm not exactly sure how this would be applied in other situations with that in mind. One of the concerns that were brought up in this is that this would impact the efforts of volunteer fire companies to do the boot drive and things like that, because it specifies distances from people to collect funds, for instance, and that could be misconstrued. Now, this is the intent is not to do that, is not to restrict the activity of volunteer firefighters to do fundraising. And that's one of the suggestions I made in changing the language of the law to clarify that. So that's something that's going to get done before it gets moved to final passage. To a certain extent, this seems like a solution in search of a problem. But with that said, I think there's some good intent here to make sure that we're preserving quality of life here in the town, and that existing law covers a lot of this stuff already.